Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into No Excuses by Brian Tracy, a book that champions self-discipline as the cornerstone of success. Published in 2010, No Excuses outlines how applying self-discipline across personal achievements, career, and overall happiness can significantly enhance one's life. Brian Tracy, a renowned Canadian-American author, motivational public speaker, and CEO of Brian Tracy International, brings his wealth of experience to the forefront. With over 70 books to his name, including bestsellers like Eat That Frog and The Psychology of Achievement, Tracy's insights are backed by decades of research and success stories. No Excuses is tailored for a wide audience, promising value for debtors aiming for financial liberation, professionals striving to excel in their fields, and individuals looking for effective strategies to conquer their fears. Tracy's practical advice and proven methods for building and leveraging self-discipline make this book a powerful tool for anyone looking to achieve their goals and enhance their well-being. Join us as we uncover the secrets to harnessing the power of self-discipline with no excuses. No Excuses, The Power of Self-Discipline. Introduction. Unlock the door to a fulfilling life through the mastery of self-discipline. Imagine shaping your days exactly as you desire, pursuing hobbies you love, spending time with cherished friends and family, and achieving your professional ambitions. It sounds idyllic, yet for many, it remains just out of reach. The culprit: a lack of self-discipline dressed up in a myriad of excuses that thwart our progress towards what we genuinely yearn for: financial stability, personal satisfaction, and enduring joy. These goals are universal, and deep down, we often know the paths we need to take to reach them. Yet, we stumble, held back by our excuses and a glaring absence of discipline. But what if you could break free from this cycle? This narrative unveils practical strategies and powerful approaches designed to fortify your self-discipline. Whether you're navigating the corporate ladder or steering your own business venture, the insights shared here promise to illuminate the path to a life devoid of excuses, filled instead with accomplishment and satisfaction. In this exploration, you will discover the transformative 7-step method, grasp how conducting a disaster report can diminish your fears, and understand the pivotal role of delayed gratification in securing your financial independence. Embracing these principles can elevate you from a life of excuses to one of empowerment and achievement, setting the stage for lasting happiness and success. Part 1. Master the art of self-discipline. Learn from the masters and own your path to success. Picture this. Some individuals seem to defy the constraints of time, amassing fortunes and achieving heights of success that seem out of reach for the average person. The secret to their extraordinary accomplishments? A robust discipline applied across the key dimensions of life: personal achievements, career progress, and lasting happiness. This pathway to success is accessible to you as well. Cultivating self-discipline around your personal success is the first step. An effective strategy for this is to seek wisdom from those who have already achieved what you aspire to. They've navigated the path ahead of you, so why not leverage their insights? Make it a mission to absorb their knowledge, attend workshops, devour their books, and tune into their digital platforms. Consider the story of a dentist from San Diego who epitomizes the power of learning from experts. His career took a phenomenal turn when he attended a dental conference in Hong Kong. There, a session presented by a Japanese dentist unveiled a groundbreaking procedure that dramatically improved dental aesthetics. Without hesitation, he embraced this novel technique. Before long, his clinic became a national magnet for those seeking top-tier dental care. By the midpoint of his career, he was not only renowned within his profession, but had also achieved financial freedom to retire early. Does the prospect of such freedom and achievement stir something within you? It starts with taking unequivocal responsibility for your life's trajectory. The author's personal journey underscores this truth. At 21, his life was a picture of mediocrity, a dead-end job, scant savings, and a nondescript living situation. Then came a moment of stark realization. The only route to change was through embracing responsibility for his circumstances, ceasing to pin his shortcomings on his past or educational gaps. Emboldened by this realization, he shifted gears. A more diligent work ethic, coupled with a thirst for self-improvement through motivational literature, marked the dawn of a transformative phase in his life. It was his unwavering refusal to succumb to excuses or point fingers that catalyzed his journey towards remarkable success. In essence, the road to achievement, financial security, and happiness is paved with self-discipline. By tapping into the wisdom of those who've excelled before us and assuming full accountability for our progress, we unlock the boundless potential within us to craft the life we envision. Part 2. The Blueprint to Achieving Your Dreams, the 7-Step Method and Mentorship. Why is it that our New Year's resolutions often disappear into thin air by the time February rolls around? Initially fired up to hit the gym or quit those unhealthy habits, we soon find ourselves backsliding into old routines. Despite our best intentions, actualizing our goals proves to be a formidable challenge. According to a study highlighted by USA Today, a minuscule 4% of individuals actually stick to their resolutions. Interestingly, within this modest group, 44% had committed their resolutions to writing. This statistic underscores a powerful truth. Articulating your goals on paper significantly amplifies your odds of fulfilling them. To harness this power, introduce the 7-step method into your goal-setting regime. 1. Identify your desire. Precision is key. Rather than wish for more money, specify the exact sum. For weight loss goals, state the precise number of pounds you aim to lose. 2. Document your goal. Transition your objective from thought to tangible form by writing it down. 3. Set a deadline. Assign a realistic time frame for your goal, adopting sub-deadlines for larger ambitions. 4. Enumerate actionable steps. Catalog everything you can do to achieve your goal. Acknowledge potential barriers and outline the skills and knowledge you'll need. 5. Prioritize tasks. Organize your tasks by impact and integrate them into your daily schedule, focusing on high-priority actions first. 6. Initiate action immediately. Postponement is the enemy of achievement. Dive into your tasks without delay. 7. Maintain daily momentum. Commit to daily actions that edge you closer to your goal, nurturing steady progress. But don't stop there. Elevate your game by soliciting advice from those who've already achieved what you're striving for. Seeking wisdom from accomplished individuals can serve as a powerful catalyst in your journey. Take Bob Barton, for example, a seminar participant with aspirations of climbing the career ladder. Observing and mirroring the habits of seasoned sales professionals was his initial strategy. Yet when he sought out a top salesperson for book recommendations, his career trajectory dramatically accelerated. The senior colleague was more than willing to help, continuously suggesting insightful books and valuable audio programs. By diligently consuming these resources, Bob didn't just improve. He became the top salesperson in his office. This tale illustrates the combined potency of methodical goal setting, as outlined in the 7-step method, and the transformative impact of mentorship. By ardently following these guidelines and proactively seeking advice from those ahead of you, you're not just dreaming of success, you're actively constructing the ladder to reach it. Part 3. Turn fear into fuel. The disaster report and immediate confrontation technique. Has fear been whispering words of doubt in your ear, telling you you're just a step away from financial ruin or career collapse? Before you let these fears dictate your life's direction, pause for a moment. Importantly, These fears are not your mind's default setting, they're learned over time. And if something is learned, it can also be unlearned, with a bit of determination. To dismantle these fears, arm yourself with a powerful tool known as the disaster report. This four-step process is designed to bring your fears into the light and diminish their power over you. 1. Articulate your fear. Describe what's unsettling you in clear, precise terms. 2. Confront the worst-case scenario. What's the absolute worst that could happen? Let's say you're hesitant to invest because you fear losing your money. By facing this scenario head-on, its grip on you will start to loosen as it becomes less a shadowy threat and more a manageable challenge. 3. Devise a contingency plan. Imagine the worst does happen. It's not the end of the world. There are always ways to recover and regroup, such as securing employment to replenish what was lost. Often, our fear is fed by our refusal to look the worst-case scenario in the eye. 4. Take proactive steps to avert disaster. By focusing on actions to prevent the feared outcome, you not only distract yourself from worry, but also put yourself in a position where the feared scenario is less likely to transpire. Another potent strategy for overcoming fear is to confront it as soon as it surfaces. Consider the experience of one of the author's students, who found herself dreading interactions with her demeaning boss despite being a top performer. Her work environment was becoming a source of anxiety. Guided by the author's counsel, she prepared to face her fear directly. The next time her boss launched into unjust criticism, she echoed the author's suggested response, asserting her desire for respectful communication and highlighting how negativity impacted her work efficiency. The outcome? Her boss apologized and never reverted to that behavior again. This not only restored her peace of mind, but also her passion for her job. In essence, by utilizing the disaster report and embracing immediate confrontation, you transform fear from a paralyzing force into a catalyst for growth and resilience, freeing you to pursue your highest potential without restraint. Part 4. Unlocking success with self-discipline. Essential for entrepreneurs and employees alike. In a world where a mere 20% hold 80% of global wealth, the path to financial prosperity seems steep. Yet, in countries like the United States, where income mobility is high, the journey from the lower echelons of income to the higher realms is not a pipe dream, but a plausible reality, with self-discipline as the vehicle. For those employed within a company, the formula is straightforward. Excel in the responsibilities you're given. This was a motto the author lived by in his days at a property development firm. By not just accepting but seeking more tasks, and executing them with unmatched speed and quality, he quickly became the individual others relied upon. His commitment was tested when tasked with evaluating a newly acquired property in Reno. Rather than procrastinate, he hopped on the earliest flight, met with the necessary professionals, and promptly unveiled that the property was a potential financial pitfall due to its lack of water access. This swift action saved his company a whopping $2 million, solidifying his reputation and catapulting him up the career ladder. On the flip side, self-discipline is equally, if not more, crucial for the entrepreneur. The life of a business owner is not for the faint-hearted, with a staggering average of 59 hours of work per week. It demands not just hard work, but a continual strive for betterment, encapsulated in the formula CANI, continuous and never-ending improvement. This principle commands that a business plan, while foundational, must never be static. Whether in the flush of startup excitement or navigating the challenges of established operations, the business plan requires regular re-evaluation and revision. It's this perpetual motion of improvement, adapting to market shifts and evolving customer needs, that keeps a business vibrant and competitive. Embracing this ethos, both the employee seeking to ascend within a company and the entrepreneur navigating the treacherous waters of business ownership must commit to an unyielding schedule of improvement. It's in the quiet persistence, the dedication to surpass yesterday's achievements, that the seeds of success are sown. promising rewards for those willing to labor towards their dreams with unwavering self-discipline. Part 5, Pathways to Prosperity, the 1% Formula and the ABCDE Method for Productivity. Picture this, basking in the glow of total financial freedom. Imagine your days unfettered by financial constraints, exploring the world or delving into passions that bring you joy. This vision isn't as far-fetched as it might seem. Achieving such freedom is within grasp, but it requires strategic planning and a disciplined approach. Enter the 1% formula, your first step towards unlocking financial autonomy. This approach is deceptively simple, yet profoundly impactful. Begin by earmarking 1% of your income for savings, managing your expenses with the remaining 99%. For instance, if your monthly income is $3,000, you start by saving just $30. It might seem modest, but it's a critical first step in cultivating a habit of saving. For many, living paycheck to paycheck or grappling with debt can seem like insurmountable obstacles. Yet, the 1% formula offers a manageable and gradual strategy towards overcoming these challenges. Once comfortable living on 99% of your income, incrementally increase your savings ratio. This method trains you to be more conscious of your spending, paving the way to not only clear any debts, but also to begin amassing wealth. Next on your journey to financial independence is the crucial task of conquering procrastination, a formidable foe for many. The ABCDE method is a prioritization technique that promises to revolutionize your productivity and, by extension, your earning potential. Kick off each day by listing all impending tasks, then prioritize them using the ABCDE framework, ensuring that tasks of lower significance are tackled only after all higher value tasks are accomplished. Discipline is key. Selecting and immediately addressing your most critical tasks can significantly elevate your productivity. Tasks are those you must do, the critical tasks with significant consequences if postponed. B tasks are your should-do activities, important, but with lesser consequences than the A tasks. C tasks are nice-to-do options that carry no penalties if left undone. D tasks should be delegated, allowing you to focus on higher priority activities. E tasks are non-essential and should be eliminated from your to-do list entirely. By adopting the 1% formula and the ABCDE method, you're not merely setting the stage for financial liberation and enhanced productivity. You're actively laying down the foundation stones on the path to realizing your dreams, carving out a life of purpose, prosperity, and pleasure. Part 6, Forge a Path to Vitality by Exercising and Skipping the Three Whites. In a world where longevity is increasingly common, the quest for a meaningful, vibrant life is more relevant than ever. But how can one navigate the myriad of health advice to truly thrive in the long run? One formula for success combines a nutritious diet with regular physical activity. Embarking on this journey begins with a closer look at your diet, specifically by following the Thinking Big Weight Loss Program's guidance to avoid the three whites: sugar, salt, and flour. The first adversary in your path is sugar. Eliminating it from your diet means bidding farewell to desserts laden with sweetness, fizzy soft drinks, and the sugar you might spoon into your morning coffee. This adjustment alone can not only help you lose about 1 pound a day, but also elevate your energy levels significantly. Next in line is salt, which, when reduced, aids not only in weight loss but also in overall health improvement. The final white, flour, is found in many staple carbohydrates, like bread, pastries, and pasta. Cutting these out can transform your body and mind, as evidenced by a man from Florida who, by adhering to the Thinking Big program, shed 22 pounds in 6 months. His transformation was not just physical. He found himself happier, more confident, and enjoying a more robust social life. Yet diet is only one piece of the puzzle. The vitality equation also necessitates exercise, a truth personified by a 68-year-old woman from a senior citizen's home. Inspired by marathon runners of her age, she shifted from a sedentary lifestyle to becoming a marathoner herself. Motivated by an interview, She invested in running gear and literature the very next day and began with walks around her neighborhood. Her dedication blossomed into remarkable achievements, including completing a mini marathon within a year and, by age 75, conquering 2 50-mile cross-country marathons. This woman's story underscores a powerful truth. It's never too late to embrace exercise and transform your life. Together, cutting out the 3 whites from your diet and incorporating regular physical activity can unlock a realm of health benefits, catapulting you towards a future filled with energy, longevity, and fulfillment. Part 7. Strengthen your bonds. Prioritize family time and embrace forgiveness. Becoming a parent is one of life's most transformative experiences, bringing joy, challenges, and responsibilities. Among these, ensuring quality time with your children tops the list. Regrettably, many parents look back with regret for not having carved out enough time for their young ones. Yet, it's entirely within your capacity to reassess and realign your priorities to nurture these invaluable relationships. The key first step: commit to dedicating more time to your family, starting today. Picture the story of an avid golfer, a friend of the author's. Golf was his passion, a sport he indulged in 5 times a week, a routine that continued even after marriage and the arrival of 4 children. However, his wife's concern over his prolonged absences forced a reevaluation. In response, he responsibly curtailed his golfing escapades to once a week. This shift not only strengthened his relationship with his family, but also enhanced his personal fulfillment. Yet, fostering harmonious family relationships extends beyond reallocating your time. It's also about mending emotional wounds. Forgiveness plays a pivotal role here. Often, people carry the weight of resentment, particularly towards parents, blaming them for perceived wrongs in the distant past. This burden acts as an invisible barrier to happiness and personal development. Achieving true tranquility and contentment necessitates mastering the art of forgiveness. Letting go of grudges and forgiving those who've wronged you liberates you from the shackles of past grievances. This act of forgiveness isn't just about extending grace to others. It's a gift to yourself, a crucial step towards emotional freedom and genuine happiness. In essence, cultivating deeper personal relationships involves both making concerted efforts to spend quality time with loved ones and adopting a forgiving mindset. By doing so, you not only enrich the lives of those around you, but also pave the way for your own emotional and psychological well-being. Final summary. The essence of this insightful exploration is clear. The path to achieving your fullest potential in any domain of life is through unwavering self-discipline and a commitment to continual learning. Embrace the journey of expanding your knowledge within your professional sphere by engaging with books, podcasts, and seminars offered by seasoned experts. Shun the allure of quick fixes. True progress demands dedication, effort, and resilience. Your aspirations, whether they revolve around financial liberation or a deeper sense of contentment, are within reach. But this journey mandates confronting and managing your fears head-on as they surface. By cultivating a mindset anchored in discipline and enriched by continuous learning and fear management, you unlock the doors to not just material success, but a fulfilling, enriched life. In summary, the road to your dreams is paved with the stones of hard work, self-discipline, and an insatiable hunger for knowledge. Walk this path, and the rewards, financial independence, personal growth, and lasting happiness will not only be conceivable, but achievable. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.